Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Jesus is well pleasing to the Father, as we hear in those words from our Gospel reading. He has God's favor. He is perfectly obedient to the Father. He was perfectly obedient in taking up our human flesh, in his growth and wisdom and stature, in his being baptized by John in the Jordan River, and in taking up the sins of the world and in taking them to the cross to die and suffer the punishment for our sins. Jesus is a perfectly obedient Son, and he has God's favor. But this raises a couple of questions. At least two. First, do we even desire to have the same thing? To have this favor of God? Is that our A number one priority? And second, are we, in fact, pleasing to the Father? First, do we even desire to have the favor of God? Is this what is on our minds throughout our day? Are we asking, when it comes to our time, our words, our thoughts, are we asking, are these things well-pleasing to the Father? When you're speaking to a group of friends or family, are you asking, are my words going to make them smile, or are they going to make God smile? Who is first on my mind? Whose favor is paramount? When I consider what I am going to do, when I have to make a big decision, am I asking, first and foremost, is this going to please someone else or please me, or is this going to please God? Are we thinking about God's favor and about having it? After all, St. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, we make it our aim to please the Lord. And in Galatians, for am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. We are seeking to please the Lord. This is what really matters on the last day, the day of judgment. After all, who will be our judge on that day? It won't be these other human beings around us, sitting next to us. Our family, our friends, our neighbors, it won't be them. It will be the one true God. We will stand before him on the last day. And it will not matter what these other people have thought or said, no matter how more important it may be right now, today. It will be important what God says, and whether he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Whether he says, with you I am well pleased. So we have to ask ourselves, is it our aim to please our Heavenly Father? It should be our earnest desire. If it is not, we need to repent. But knowing that, then we have to ask, am I well-pleasing to the Father? Well, we look at our gospel reading, we see that Jesus is. He has lived a perfect life. Have we lived this same perfect life? No. We are sinners. We are born in sin, we commit sins. On our own, we are not well-pleasing to the Father. We need the one who has lived the perfect life in our place and died a perfect death for us. We need him to do the work for us. We need to be in him. Because you see, this perfect Son did not come to live a perfect life to show off and to show us up. He lived a perfect life here on this earth for us and for our salvation, so that we might be saved. And this well-beloved Son, who not only lived a perfect life, but suffered the death that we deserved to suffer on the cross for our sins, and fully paid the penalty for all our sins, this perfect Son then takes what he accomplished by his perfect life, suffering, death, and resurrection, that perfect, well-pleasing life, and delivers the benefits of that well-pleasing life to us. He delivers the favor of God to us as he washes us of our sins, as he bestows on us God the Holy Spirit. And he delivers it to us in a tangible way in our baptism. We now come down into the water, and we are raised up, and we receive the Holy Spirit in that baptism. And now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we do, in fact, desire to live new lives that are pleasing to the Father. By the power of that Holy Spirit, we put to death our old sinful nature. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we live new lives. And then, on the last day, the day of judgment, when we do come before God, then we know that because of Jesus and what he has done for us, we are, in fact, well-pleasing to the Father. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well-pleased. Oh, to have this pleasure and favor of the Father. God the Father is pleased by Jesus and his perfect work. We who are in Jesus have this favor. We are beloved. With us he is well-pleased. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.